2006. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours and 51 minutes. We are now smack dab in the middle of the second segment of this live transmission against tyranny. I went and pulled out one of the most recent official threats by the Communist Chinese government over in China, because I've been mentioning in the last few days in relation to Iran, and some people, I guess, were still in denial about it, but here it is. Chinese general warns of nuclear risk to the United States. Threatens to destroy hundreds of U.S. cities to turn them into radioactive rubble. So we'll go over that and illustrate it with Iran's behavior. Capitulating to everything, letting the United Nations inspect anywhere they wanted to go, giving up their national sovereignty. And then the U.N. said, hey, do us a favor. While we debate letting you go to the next stage, why don't you freeze the already authorized parts of your program that we admit are non-weaponized, cannot be used to produce weapons, and that you have an absolute right to have for power and research? And they said, sure, absolutely, because even the U.N. inspector said, no one has ever rolled out the carpet like this. We can go anywhere, anytime. They never question us. We can do whatever we want. But, you know, they really, this is the boots on the ground, though. And so they said, okay, we'll put seals on these facilities, on these reactors we were building, these peaceful reactors. And you could even have video cameras inside of the facilities and on the outside of the facilities, and we won't go in them. And then they waited about a year for the American people to forget and to get confused. And the headline started, they've got nukes, they've got nukes, they've got nukes. Headline, Iran is going to restart their nukes. They're going to nuke us. Nuke, 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 nuke. And the average American, I mean, I'm going to be quite frank with you, doesn't even know what a nuclear reactor is. I mean, that's how dumbed down we've gone. We've gone from being the smartest in the world to being, in international statistics, the dumbest. Even our own national statistics, comparatively, we're behind every industrialized country. And last time I checked, 30-plus third-world countries. I mean, we are a laughingstock. I'm ashamed of this. I mean, I don't even claim to be that smart. It's just I know what a peaceful reactor is. I know where Iran is. I know of the history of Persia. I have a pretty good history of it. I've read quite a few books on the subject, both on modern Persia, what is Iran, and then going back 3,000 years. I mean, I know quite a bit about it. And then, but there are these people who can't even find it on a map, but they've got their whole opinion about it, and they go, but they got nukes. The news said nukes. They removed the seals on the nuclear bombs. And they could nuke us. The same crowd that said Saddam was going to nuke us in 45 minutes, remember that? They're now saying they could nuke us. They could have a nuke in a week. And then all the CIA and MI6 and even Israel's own newspapers admit from their own government's analysis that they're, well, Israel says 3 years, our CIA says 10 years. If they could have the project out in the open, bring in the thousands of centrifuges. I mean, it takes huge factories, giant complexes bigger than most international airports. I mean, it is a big deal to refine and purify uranium, and even harder to do that with plutonium. I mean, it is a mammoth project. It is muy grande. So we're hearing we've got to attack Iran. We've got to go into Iran because they've removed the seals from the nukes. I mean, how many headlines have I seen? How many headlines have you seen? They're just, it's every day, every weekend. The newspaper, you sit down and read the newspaper. Well, the average American now sits down to read the laptop and to read their local newspaper. And you're sitting there eating bacon and eggs and drinking coffee. And it's a nice sunny day outside. And you have to sit there and read how they've got nukes. They're going to nuke us. Nukes, nukes, nukes. And they're talking at us, even the people that read newspapers, which is a cut above the average American, most people don't even read newspapers, they talk to us like we're 5 years old. And everything's written at a fifth grade level. And I'm insulted by that. Aren't you insulted by that? I mean, we have a country that bent over backwards, that groveled, that did everything. We haven't heard any threats out of Iran the last 5 years. They've been nothing but friendly. And they were getting a very moderate government in there. And guess what? The moderates said, no, work with the West, do what the UN says, everything will be okay. And then the West stabbed them in the back, and they said, that's it, we're going to put the radicals back in. You little liberals did nothing. I mean, liberals, reformers, were put in power, what, 4 years ago. And suddenly then our government starts carrying out bombings over there, starts trying to get student uprisings, starts trying to overthrow the government. It admitted U.S. government policy to try to overthrow that country. And so the moderates did everything. They got stabbed in the back. Now there's a hardliner over there, and Washington just absolutely loves it. Now, their hardliner is nothing compared to China's hardliners. Listen, this morning I was talking to one of my webmasters, Ryan Slickhuysen, here in the Austin office, and I'm standing over him, and I say, do a search, try Chinese general threatens to nuke U.S. cities. And the actual headline was Chinese general warns of nuclear risk to U.S. cities. But just type that in, or type in China threatens to nuke U.S. You'll get 10-year-old articles. Thousands of them will come up on Google or Yahoo. Thousands. And you can read official reports and Chinese government strategy documents and press conferences. And they say that they've got between 50 and 100 long march intercontinental ballistic missiles that can hold between 10 and 24 warheads apiece. That's each missile can target up to 24 cities when it comes back into orbit with the MIRV technology, the reentry device technology. The nose cone pops open and a bunch of smaller missiles shoot out and come down and kill you and your family. And you can just read where they say, we're targeting you, we may launch, we're letting you know up front, we may attack you. I mean, the Russians during the Cold War never said, we may strike you first. They were like, oh, no, we're friendly, we're nice. And we were having drills jumping under our chairs. For those that are old enough, you probably remember that. You know, the duck, take cover, atomic attack, hydrogen drill, a nuclear attack drill. And so all of this is going on, and every few months they call a press conference, and they go, they have big maps up, and you can even go online and watch the video of this, and there's the general, and he's going, we're targeting this city, we're targeting that city. They're targeting the 200 largest U.S. cities. And again, we're not that big. We're 300 million people. That's nothing compared to China with 1,350,000,000, India now at a billion. Plus, a little bit over a billion of 50 million, they're saying. But that's an old census. It's going to be even higher. You know, all these other countries, I mean, Mexico, 85 million. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of countries. Iran, 68 million. Nigeria, 240 million. I mean, it's a big planet. 6.5 plus bill now. I keep saying 6 billion, 300 million. That's old numbers. It's well over 6.5 billion now. We're a small nation. I mean, you talk about being small, depending on what almanac you look at, Austin, Texas, where I sit, is 38th, 39th, or 40th. It's different in different almanacs, but right now I think we're about the 38th largest city in the U.S. We're a little bitty. 800,000 in the city, couple hundred thousand metro outside, so we're a cool million right now. And believe me, Austin, just for Austinites, I'm just using my town, you know, don't mean to be self-centered, but it's as good as any example to use. We have military bases all around us, and we have Fort Hood, we have San Antonio, all the big bases, and admittedly, Russia has dozens and dozens of entire warheads or entire missile carriers that are carrying multiple warheads aimed at my town. I mean, it will be a slag heap if there's ever an atomic or nuclear war. Now, at the same time, I mean, understand, folks, we're number 38 or 40, depending on which again statistic you look at. That means there are 160 other smaller towns. I mean, small towns of just a couple hundred thousand people are targeted. I just want you to know that. And I want you to know that he got up, they called a press conference a week before, and there were over 100 top reporters. It's all listed here. Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Associated Press, Reuters, Financial Times of London, London Guardian, they're all there, and the head of their military, number three in their government, comes out and says that we're targeting you, and if you get involved in any, because I've read the text of the speech, not just the news articles, if you get, those are even whitewashes. Wait till I read the articles. It doesn't sound like a whitewash, but even this is. He says, if you get involved in Taiwan, Panama Canal, any of our holdings, if you get involved in what is in Freeport, Bahamas, if you get involved in any of our national interests, we will preemptively strike you. You are targeted, We are preparing to attack. We now have subs. We have everything. And the news is we love China. They're our friend. They're our ally. Let's have communist Chinese parades in D.C. going on right now to celebrate 52 years of Mao. And these are people that kill 60 million of their own population. And I was talking to a family friend about an acquaintance who happens to be Chinese, and you know, and he had family who was a communist Chinese general, and he's supposedly an American, but he just talks about how China's big and Taiwan's bad and China's good, and it's just there's a lot of these people around here that just seem to not like America. And I got this email saying that I'm criticizing China threatening to nuke us, so I don't like Asians. You see, that's the new spin and the new twist on all of this. So we're going to nuke you and kill you, and so then people try to make it a racial issue. No, believe me, if the Russians were saying this, or if Israel was saying this, or if South Africa, who has nukes, was saying this, I'd be upset. But again, they always try to cloud it. We're talking about the end of our civilization here, and these brainwashed individuals can't get past, well, you can't criticize China because they're Asian. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is, right out in the open. Chinese general warns of nuclear risk to U.S. Senior Chinese general has warned that his country could destroy hundreds of American cities with nuclear weapons if the two nations clashed over Taiwan. But that's not what he said. He said, if you get involved in any of our interests, we'll do this to you. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. But there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Iran hasn't threatened us. Iran hasn't done anything. They have bent over backwards to submit to the UN, which I say is bad to begin with. And what do they get in turn? They get scammed. And our media engages in third grade politics about nukes, nukes, nukes. Then you read in the bottom of each article, which nobody seems to read, it says peaceful nuclear reactors. But they use the headline, nukes. It's pure yellow journalism. Meanwhile, Chinese general warns of nuclear risk to U.S. A senior Chinese general has warned that his country could destroy hundreds of American cities with nuclear weapons if the two nations clash over Taiwan. Major General Zhu Xinhu, a dean of the National Defense University, said he was expressing a private opinion, but his comments, the most inflammatory by a senior government official in 10 years, and he's currently at the top rung of their military, will fuel growing concerns in Washington about the rise of China. Now, I actually went and read his full comments. It's much worse than the London Guardian saying, because they can't have China threatening to nuke us, meanwhile picking on Iran. Speaking at a lecture arranged by the foreign ministry and attended by several foreign correspondents on Thursday, Mr. Zhu said China was prepared to initiate non-conventional warfare over Taiwan. War logic dictates that a weaker power needs to use maximum efforts to defeat a stronger rival, he was reported as saying by the New York Times. If the Americans draw their missiles and position guided ammunition onto the target zone of China's territory, I think we will have to respond with nuclear weapons. So if anything's even aimed at them off the Taiwan Strait, they'll attack. And he went on to talk about other Chinese interests. Echoing threats made in 1995, Mr. Zhu, who has a reputation as a hawk in the Chinese military circles, said his country was ready to sustain heavy casualties in Beijing, Shanghai, and other heavily populated areas. We Chinese will prepare ourselves for the destruction of all the cities east of Xi'an. Am I pronouncing that right? He said, of course, the Americans will have to be prepared that hundreds of cities, and the real translation is 200 cities, will be destroyed by the Chinese. Although Mr. Zhu said war was unlikely, his proposal that China should adopt a first-strike nuclear option against the U.S. will alarm the Pentagon. Well, why should it? The Pentagon is running around with the insane policy saying they can nuke Iran. On record, Rumsfeld, Jacques Chirac, the supposed liberal, just said it. Again, showing that the globalists are all on the same team. They have these staged fights. China tested its first atomic bomb in 64, but it claims that it has an arsenal of nuclear weapons, is the smallest among the five nations of the UN Security Council. According to a recent article in the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, China only has 18 intercontinental ballistic missiles. China says 50 to 100. Capable of delivering a nuclear warhead to U.S. mainland. Well, that's not true. They have MIRV packages in their nose cones. Most sit in their silos. However, U.S. intelligence predicts that over the next 15 years, China will expand its IBM force, intercontinental ballistic missile force, to 75 to 100. They already have that again. Strategic nuclear warheads targeting primarily the U.S. They will be mounted on new mobile solid-fuel rockets, the Dongfeng 31, and possibly miniaturized for launch from China's submarine fleet. The U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld recently expressed concern about Beijing's growing military power, meanwhile selling it all to them. And again, it was Rumsfeld's companies that helped arm North Korea, helped arm China. We always hear Bill Clinton getting criticized, and rightfully so, for giving supercomputers for miniaturization processes and MIRV technology to the communist Chinese, the Long March technology from Loral and Hughes. But it was actual sitting Republicans who were actually making the money. I mean, Bill Clinton was just a whore politically. He did everything everyone wanted. And then now Bush comes in, and this is on the record. Remember, conservatives, all the screaming and yelling about missile secrets and supercomputers? Bush comes in and lets the transfer of actual cruise missile factory blueprints. Now, I mean, they're not just selling them the cruise missiles now. Oh, no, Bush has said outsourcing is our greatest export. Now, that's really a sick joke. And fast food is manufacturing. Folks, these are official statements. And so they're getting the factories to build the equivalent of F-18s. They're getting the factories to build the missile cruisers. They're getting the factories to build Russian subs. They're getting the factories to build cruise missiles. But they're not a threat targeting U.S. cities. It's Iran, which is in the Stone Age, a total pushover. That's why. So the globalists can sell weapon systems and invade another country. It is so sick. We'll be right back with your call. Stay with us.